over at Rove, Andy.
Okay, I can't believe it. We're actually sitting in a quiet location here. Amazing. Let's move this over. All right. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tet, and we got up to Ha'ochel Kichotevet Hagasa on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amid Beis. We're at the last three words over here. Boy Rav Papa. The Mishnah, if you recall, said that someone who eats a Kichotevet Hagasa, Kamoa Uchigar Inata, which is certainly mashma to me, I don't know, but it means you eat the Kotevet, in other words, the something which is the size of the Kichotevet Hagasa, but including the Kichotevet together with the Garin of the Kotevet. There's room right over here, right? Mm-hmm. And we always have the option of adding another table. Now, the basis of all of this, again, you will recall, is that the Torah never says not to eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah simply says, which means that what we're looking at is not achila per se, which we know the definition of achila is b'kizayit, but what we're looking at is the discovery of a shiur that allows a person with that shiur to begin to sense a feeling of being settled, as opposed to being rather desperate for having something. Now, that's not to be confused with a sense of true fulfillment, which is called sova. We have a getter of sova, and we have a getter of miyas v'daita, and we'll see that these are different shiur of sova. We've had the issue lagabi back in brochus, lagabi b'kata mazon, v'chata v'savata. So it's not confused v'savata with inui, the opposite of inui.
Why do we learn, since Daniel referred to what he was doing as inui, that on Yom Kippur?
Therefore, Taisva says over there that that's the only raya that the sicha was the inui, because it couldn't be referring to the other things because he was eating. He just wasn't eating high quality. The only thing he didn't do at all was the sicha. Therefore, it must be that the sicha is the vinisa. Adarav, that was the right.
Is it that on Yom Kippur you cannot just eat bad bread?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Good try. There is a shita that's mata drinking water on Yom Kippur. But we don't, but because he says since it has no nutrition, no nutritive value, so mimele it can't really be miyashivas. Boy, the other postgame sort of went wild with that one. He wasn't really mata. It's not an issue, right? Anyway, so now the question is, this shiur is a very mysterious shiur, a kotevet, a ripe for a fig, a date, a big date, a gasa. But Rav Papa asks what appears to be a very strange thing, because the Mishnah said, kamoch garinata, which is mashma, the date together with the size of the date together with its pit. And yet Rav Papa asks over here, kichotevet shamru, be garinata or below garinata? Steadfastly ignoring the Mishnah without even thinking about what the Mishnah said, kamoch garinata. So does the Mishnah mean when it says kichotevet, does it include the pit or not? So Rashi says, look, the only way that he must be understanding the potential interpretation of the Mishnah that he could ask such a thing is that the vav uchagarinata is an O, which is often the case, in which case it's saying, look, you can either measure this by the meat of the date or by the pit, because they're equal. So you could choose the kotevet or the garin. So that's my question. Does it mean the kotevet and the garin? Or the kotevet or the garin? Tosfos says that's outrageous, because certainly it's EF Shalitzapse. It's absurd. I mean, what are you going to say? That you could choose this, you could choose it. They're always precisely the same. You're going to have to choose the shear that you mean. So tell us the shear that you mean. I mean, you standardize your shear. You can't say it's precisely equal. Therefore, Taisus learns that, of course, the Mishnah means the Kotevet including Garinata. What he wants to know is whether the word Kotevet Hagasa, the word Gasa means already a swollen Kotevet, which would include the Garin. And then when you say Garinata, it's sort of unnecessary, unless you're trying to add an additional garin. Kotevet, with its included garin, plus a garin. Is that the meaning of the Mishnah? Or is it kotevet agasa, in case you don't understand what I mean, uch garinata inclusive, within it. That's Tosis's explanation. One or two garini, exactly. There's a beautiful explanation for Nissen Gaon, which is basically on the Rishon, which Tosis brings here. And that is kamol garinata. The question is not whether it includes the garin. Of course the Mishnah is saying includes the garin. The problem with the kotevet agasa particularly is that it swells. And in swelling, it introduces a space between the meat and the garin. It's no longer connected directly to the garin. And therefore, the question is, do you mean that you compress it up against the garin? Or do you mean that you're literally only it uch garinata, only it with the garin, and you'd have to actually press it down? And the Lashon and the Yerushalmi is, tzarich lima'ech You'll have to push it down the ma'echet halala. So in other words, it means literally, kikoteva, that you can't just measure it from the outside. You first give it a kvetch, right, and make sure that you get all of the air out of it, and then you can have a kikoteva tagasa. That's a beautiful explanation. Okay. Furthermore, in a similar vein, Rav Ashi had another case where the Gemara didn't, or the Mishnah didn't clearly specify what was meant. We know that the shear is etzem kisaora is matami. So this etzem kisaora, a seora could have either with its klipa, beklipata or below klipata. Because very often the seorah, for practical usages, is like we have the pearl barley. It's no longer an endospermonet, right? It just has exospermonet. It just has the actual thing. So is it mean with or without the klipa? Furthermore, does it mean a fresh seorah that is still swollen as picked, or is it dried out already, bivesha, which would be the stage that we would use it usually as a food, as a grain? Now, Rav Ashi thought that Rav Popa's question didn't need to be asked. The question whether the kotevet includes the airspace or the kotevet includes an extra garin, or according to Rashi, kotevet includes the garin, he didn't think that was even a question. Why? Because once you specify the word gassa, then what you're saying is, look, kol kama de gassa. I'm using this word in order to stress to you the maximal size of the kotevet ukegarinata. That's exactly what it's coming to make clear. Don't get confused. I mean the full gassness of that kotevet. Rav Papa, on the other hand, he thought that the question that Rav Ashi asked about the Seora was really not germane. Why? Excuse the pun. Why? Because Lacha is not called a Seora. Lacha is always referred to as a Shibolet. It's still the raw Shibolet, which is on the, basically like it came on its stalk. So the Lacha Shibolet Mikra. So it can't be referring to a Lacha. It's got to refer to a Yavisha. If you're asking whether it's referring to a peeled Seora, it can't be. Because Shalova Klipata is no longer referred to as a seora. The common usage of that is ushla, and ushla kori, ushla mikri, ushla kori la, as Rashi's lashon. Therefore, the only meaning of the word seora, simple, in terms of the simple language, is that it's got to be referring to a dried, in its klipa, seora. Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, kotevet hagasa she'amru yitera mikibetza. You should know that the kotevet hagasa is larger than the kibetza. The source of this is basically kimlu l'rabbanan, the The Rabbanon have been omed on the fact that even though a normal shira v'achila is a kizayit, since in this case the only lashon is inui, lo to une, so the shiur in this case is miyat v'daite, and experimentally we've determined, or we were mekabo, that the shiur of what's called yishuv adat requires at least this as a minimum, but lo miyat v'daite. Anything less than this, nobody's going to have a sense of having really eaten anything that is satisfying in any way. Mace, how can you, Rabba, insist that a kotevet hagasa is larger than a kebetza? If you look at the following, and that can't, it doesn't hold. It was once during Chag HaSukkot, and they brought a little bit of the stew for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste, to see whether it had a suitable taste. Yes, the only place Richie has to sit is right here next to me. Oh, wait.
Sorry, this place was already taken.
No, what we can do is we can expand this a bit. Yeah. Unless you prefer to sit on a shtender.
Yeah.
All right, let's try. Because he shouldn't. We do have another two units that we can expand this, yeah. But then we'd have to put it back every day because they wanted it back every day.
While there's a lull in the action, does everybody hear what I hear?
There's, the sounds of silence. It's amazing. I feel so strange.
Yeah.
No, really, it feels like nobody's here. Am I talking to sound studio or something? Wow. You can always rely on Moshe Baruch. So they once brought Rabbi Yochanan some of the sukkah stew to see if it tasted okay. And they once brought Rabbi Gamliel two kotavot with also a pitcher of water, with lishomai. Both of them said, let's bring it up to the sukkah. Now, in the Brayta, it explains this Mishnah by saying, Taniyala, lo mipnei she'alach hakach. It's not that you really can't taste the stew unless you go up to the sukkah. And it's really not that you cannot eat, get this, two kotavot. Obviously, if you're eating two kotavot, you're not eating the garin, right? But nonetheless, this is two. It's not one. Okay, so he ate two literal kotavot, not the shear of kotavot. But there's no need, there's no real need to eat that in the sukkah. Actually, they just were being machmer. on themselves. Okay. So far, no proof about anything. Now let's take a look at the next. Kishinatulu l'Rabbi Tzadok ochel b'chot b'kibetza. Furthermore, when they would give in general food to Rabbi Tzadok, so if it was less than a kibetza, he was not notel yadav, despite the fact that he was a kohen and you have to wash your hands, whatever you're eating, it's on. Nitalo b'mapa, it wasn't makbe to wash his hands, he took it in a handkerchief. Furthermore, achlo chutz l'sukah, if it was on sukkah, he didn't mind eating less than a kibetza outside of the sukkah. V'lo b'reich acharav, and furthermore, he obviously paskin like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we'll see on the next half, that v'achalta v'savato v'rachta means that you need to have eaten enough to feel fulfilled. Fine. Now, he didn't break a brocha acharein. Now, can we not be medayik from this? That the reason that he didn't eat in the sukkah, it says ha-kebetza, it says because it was less than a kebetza. Mashmaut is that in the event that it would have been a kebetza, then all of this would have disappeared. He would have had to make a brocha acharon, he would have had to eat in the sukkah, and he would have had to wash his hands. But in any event, now let's think about this for a moment. That means that we've determined that the shear that requires a sukkah is a kebetza. You're telling me that you could eat two kotavot, and yet they are not a kebetza, because obviously it's lo shalachaka, he wanted to be makar. That means that two kotavot are less than a kibetza. So you're trying to tell me that a kotevet with a garin is more than a kibetza? With two old kotavot, I mean, that's a heck of a pit. That means that the pit is larger than the meat of the date itself. So the Yisar Gadaita Kotevet Hagasash Amlu Yiterami Kebetza. Rabbah is right in claiming that one Kotevet with a pit is larger than a Kebetza. So come on, I mean, Hashta Shte Kotevot Belo Garinan. If you're eating two Kotevot, two dates, obviously you're not eating the pit. Lo Havi Kebetza, but that's not a Betza. One Kotevet Hagasah with the Garin is more than a Kebetza. Omrev Yirmiya, you got it, buddy. Shte Kotevot Belo Garinatan are indeed not a Kebetza. A Kotevet Hagasah with a Garin is a kebetza. And Rav Papa says, by the way, people joke about this all the time. Ani damri inchi, that's why people say, you bought yourself trei kavi de tamri. You bought two bushels of dates. Well, let's figure out what you got. Because you maybe got one kav of your pits, but more. In other words, more than one bushel is visariach. So chat kavi de kashaita, one of those bushels that you're looking forward to eating is not edible. And a little bit more too. So in other words, you're paying basically for the useless pit. But that means that it's more than half. So in Achinami, two kotavot, especially if the nanagasot, without the garinim, are not equal to one kotavot agasot with its garin. No, but the Kotevet HaGasah, the relation of the Kotevet HaGasah to the normal Kotevet is like...
No, what makes it Gasah is
good. No, they're talking about all Tamarim, though, in general. Tamarim have a problem. Rav Amar, Rav says, why are you jumping to conclusions? You're throwing the part into the story of Rav Tzadok that it was Pachos Mikabetza, and that's why he ate it out of the sukkah. Maybe that's not why he ate out of the sukkah. Maybe the reason he ate it out of the sukkah is because his parents. And Perry, low boy sukkah. It's not that he had. The part about the Pachos Mikabetza, that was a gabi the mapa, and that was a gabi the brocha chreina. But even if it was larger perot, he wouldn't have eaten in the sukkah, possibly. May say, Omar Rebbe, kishayinu lomdim Torah, itzer Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoa, eviyu lefanenu te'enim ve'anavim, ve'achalnum achilat araich, what's the sukkah? Oh, we would eat fruit, but only achilat araich. Because we're not koveya, sit down and to eat it, just sort of munching. So we hadn't been kovei ourselves, and therefore we ate it chutz l'sukkah. Mashma only because it was achilat arai did we eat it outside of the sukkah. But achilat kiva, had we been actually sitting down to eat this as a real snack, then lo, we would not have eaten it outside of the sukkah. So what do you tell me? Peri doesn't require. Is there room for another? Okay, looks like we're going to have to add a... We have two other tables. Our only problem is... Okay, today let's just grab a shtender and let's take a look at what's going on. Okay. Yeah, okay, well, we'll see. Right now we'll sit there. I don't want to interrupt the shir, but let's try to work it out afterwards. So now, is the mashma'ut not that if I was sitting down, as Rav Tzadok, you're telling me Rav Tzadok would eat it out of the sukkah, despite the fact that he viewed the funnel, and that is an achilat kva, nonetheless he would eat it because it's peirot. That's not the issue. Once again, the issue must be the kebetza. So now we're back to basically what we were talking about before. The raya, your answer that it's peri is not a sufficient answer. Says Rava, oh no, it is indeed. You're misreading the words. When it says achalnum achilat arai, it doesn't mean we ate the peirot as an achilat arai. It means ema achalnum, We ate those perot, no matter how much there was, as the equivalent of an achilat arai, because perot, by definition, achilat arai, that's what he meant. Something that isn't a kvah, people are not koveya sudan perot. So therefore, we ate them outside of the sukkah, as if we were eating something else, shaloba, shalobik viyut. That's the meaning. When it says that achalnu, or we could be maybe the charge like this, ibaitema, achalnu, we ate those perot, even meaning normal achilat, achilat kvah. And we also ate achilat arai, meaning, and then somebody brought up a sandwich. We ate that too. Because we weren't, we're just talking about the rice. We're eating a little bit, you know. Maybe that's what it means. So, achalnu pat, achilat arai ba'adayu, chutz l'sukkah. Let me say, can we in fact bring a raya as to the shear of the kotevet in the following? It says, lefichach in hishlim. Actually, the word lefichach does not appear, and it doesn't make sense here. It doesn't appear in sukkah in the original. So let's just read it as many of the yourselves have it. In hishlim bimine targima, yatsan. That's referring over here to the shita that we learn in, we're going to learn soon in sukkah, that you need, according to Rabbi Eliezer, 14 seudas in your sukkah. Every day is b'chayev you in 2 seudot. There he says that if you're mashlim those seudot with mini targima, which would be like hors d'oeuvres, we're assuming. So that are small little mizonos, little pata babakisin and so on, cake, that you would be yotze. You know, we didn't realize we definitely need more room. No, we're gonna have to expand. Okay, well, one day we'll suffer. And Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem Sunday. Yeah, there's another table right here, actually. That's funny, right here is a table. Excellent. No, I'm saying you could turn the table. Yeah, we'd have an actual table. I would suppose you bring this as your... No, then turn the table to face it. Two people are facing. Perfect. Then we have room for Richie right over here.
From time to time, we can get the tea on you.
You're happy? Then for sure you need to move here.
Close enough to hit by some coffee occasionally.
That's right. You're safe. Actually, I don't know. It's a little close. So, our dear president, you will sit over here temporarily. Or you can't sit anywhere but next to Sabotage. I don't know. You need the support over here for the multi signatures. We'll have to rearrange. Yeah, I like his seat too. It's fine. We'll talk about it. Let's just finish the topic. So now, Isak Adaita Peri Bo Sukkah. If you're telling me that even to eat perot, I need a sukkah, so then why do I need dafka hors d'oeuvres? I mean, why would I need something that are little crackers and so on to be mashlim the suda? You should say, if you can't eat 14 sudas, so you could bring in a nice plate of perot and have that in your sukkah and you'll be yotze. So apparently, indeed, it's true that perot don't need a sukkah. If it's true that perot don't need the sukkah, so then we're left with rovas teretz, time of shabbat. Period. In which case, we don't have the problem of the kizayit anymore that we're bringing a raif, and therefore it's irrelevant to Rabba's assertion. We could say that enochinami. The kotevet is larger. We don't have the question of how did you get two kotevot without? It all fits in perfectly. Says the Gemara. Well, no. That doesn't prove anything because mine targima. I mean, how do you know what mine targima means? Mine targima could just as well mean perot as it means little cracker. Mine targima simply means bites that you would bring around on a plate, you know, like at a cocktail party. The appetizer, exactly. Exactly, so why can't appetizers be perot? Maybe it's referring to perot. We don't know from there that perot don't require a sukkah. By the way, it's a very interesting Tosfos over here who says, L'chora, you'd want to bring a raya from here, it could be yotze shalosh sudas with perot. Maybe you're saying over here, if you're going to be mashlim the sudas of sukkah, so why can't you be mashlim the sudas of Shabbos, sort of a targima? He says it's not necessarily a raya, because by Shabbos, the reason that we're making the raya is because we have three times repeat of the word hayom. Oh my gosh! Who's gonna poke you? Who's gonna massage you? This is terrible. Maybe I should. Maybe the real situation is for me to just change my place of activity. Alright, we'll talk about it. So, Tosfos says over there, it says Hayom next to the man. And the man is real food. So then maybe over there you need three full sudas, Hayom, three times Hayom. Ashenkein, the tikkun of suda for sukkah may indeed be a lower level required. Vibaitema, well, you know what? It could be talking about a general rule. In other words, after the Loshkich HaPeirot, they're not that easy to come by in a lot of places. There's people who live in these areas where they never see Peirot, you know, like New York. They have these like rows of things where they pick their
Peirot. Plastic, you mean the plastic they
eat? Yeah, the plastic. That's it. They have the Peirot. Finland has great Peirot.
They
have fantastic Peirot, as long as it's not snowing.
And you have the money for it.
Yeah, that's right. So, after the Loshkich HaPeirot, so to avoid the complication, we said mini targima, but in a chinami. I mean, you can't bring a raya. The fact that we left out the word peirot, I mean, that's really overdoing it. Rav Zvi Amar, Rav Zvi said, I disagree fundamentally with Rabba. I think that Makotevet HaGatzah is actually clearly less than a kibbutz, and I think I can prove it from the following. It's not. Beit Shammai Omrim, Seor B'Kizayit, Chametz B'Kikotet. Very interesting halach. What is the shir being over Bal Yireah, Bal Yimatzeh? So it says Beit Shammai, it depends what it is that you're being over on. If you're being over on Chametz, so then the shir is that you need to have a kotevet of it. You go over on Seor, which is very, very chamut, and is sourdough, it can cause other things to be mitamint, then it's enough to have a kizayit. That seems on the surface outrageous. They do different things. So we ask, have you about my time at Beit Shammai? Where does Beit Shammai get such an idea from? Because he says like this, did you bring this for me? Oh, wow, I didn't even see you sneaking into this interview. But it's no fun anymore because I'll take a look at this. Am I in a port? So how does he get it from? Because it says, lo yera elecha chametz, velo yera elecha sa'or. I mean, is that a little bit, yeah, you say lo yera elecha, whatever, one of them, right? Repeat all things twice. So says Beit Shammai, look, if you would have said chametz, then for sure I would have known sa'or, because sa'or is so much more powerful. So just say, lo yera elecha chametz. Va'ana amin, and I would say to myself, uma chametz shein chimutzo kasher asur b'kizayit. Hey, wait a minute. You're not doing this anymore. No, schlepping it from over there to here, that's already outrageous. Okay. I'm going to be bringing it. No, this is no good. Okay. So since it says to, I would have said to myself, look, it's saying chametz. I would say, chametz ain't chibutzo kasher. It's osur b'kizayit. So sor, obviously, it's going to be osur in bal yera'eh. Chibutzo kasher lo kosher. Since the Torah goes out of its way to list it as two separate issues, so it's there to teach you, limdalacha, that shiuro shel zeh, lo kishiuro shel zeh. From which I conclude, then, would Beit Shammai say, is that sor must be b'kizayit, and the chametz is b'kotevet. Now, how the heck did Beit Shammai get, Richie, to a kotevet after just knowing that it's not a kizayit? The only explanation that you could have is that he's forced to pop up one level, right? In other words, if it's not a kizayit, it's the next level up. So what's the next level up? Next level up, if it's bigger than a kibbutz, according to Rabba, more right, you have to go to a kotevet. So then the Torah is saying it's not a kibbutz. So then it's not a kizayit. Okay, so it's a kibbutz. Where would I get the idea that I have to go all the way up to kotevet? Therefore, it's clear, Yisak kadaita, kotevet agasa shamru, is as Rabba insists that it's yiterami kibbutz, michte. Beit Shammai doesn't know the shir, right? He's only looking for shiur the nafish b'kizayit kamahadri. He's looking around for the next largest shiur after a kizayit because he knows it can't be a kizayit. So then he should say a kibbutz. And you know what? Even if Rabba would say, all right, fine, but at least let's say a kotevet is the same size as a beitza. Why must it be less than a kibbutz? Because, I mean, inami ki adadi ninu. What is the normative shiur? Kibbutz. We use that all over the place. I mean, why in the world would he use the word kotevet if it's the same shiur as a kibbutz? So therefore, if even it was adadi ninu, nitne kibbutz, then just say what you normally say. Since he says kotevet, it must be elalav shmamina. From here we see clearly that a kotevet indeed it is pachot mikabetza. Ah! That proves it. Says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Wait a second over here. He didn't say a kotevet agasa. He said a kotevet. Oh, it's not the same thing. Rabba was only saying the shir of a kotevet agasa on Yom HaKippurim. He wasn't talking about the kotevet, the normal kotevet, right? So then, if that's the case, maybe the kotevet agasa is indeed yitira mikabetza. But the stam kotevet, you know what? It might even be, by the way, once I'm telling you this, I can now say it may be the Stam Kotevet is actually the same as a Kibbutz. Maybe that's the whole point, you see. I understand that if you're telling me the way you understood it, there'd be no reason for me to use the word Kotevet instead of a Beitza. It would be the same. But suppose he's going out of his way to say Kotevet in order to clarify precisely this point, that a Kotevet, even it would be the same as a Kibbutz. So Beit Shammai is saying, but let's not confuse Kotevet with a Kotevet HaKasa. I'm talking about a Kotevet, which you're thinking, gosh, where did you get Kotevet? Ah, of course. Agasa. You didn't mean a Kotevet Agasa. So that already clarifies the interrelationship of the Shiurim. And then, how do I know that it would be, even if it would be the same, it could be Ki Adoni Ninu. And then Chodem Inayon Nakat. He takes one, and he takes this one because it's very illustrated. So you can't bring a Raya from there. That sounded good, but not good enough. Ela Mihacha. Here would be a good proof. Ad Kama Mizamnim Ad Kizayit, the Rebbe Meir. So what is the Shir of Zimon of Birchat Hamazon? A Kizayit of Achila. Rebbe Yehuda Omer? No, a Kibetza. B'maika Miflage. Rabbi Meir Savar V'achalta V'savata. So V'achalta refers to Achila. When it says V'savata, it means Shtia. This is Shtia. Eating without drinking anything doesn't give you a feeling of completion. So you're not Savaya. By the way, this is very Nogea La'alacha, because if we paska, we go according to Rabbi Meir the Kibetza. So then that would mean if somebody ate a Kibetza, says Birkat Hamazon, and now he takes a drink, he suddenly becomes chayim in Birkat Hamazon in Yoraita. And his previous Birkat Hamazon, he wasn't Yotze. Because now, this is the first time that he has a Diyoraita chiyuv. Now he drank, and now it was real Sviya. So make sure you drink before Birkat Hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda said, so when it's used the word Achila, what does Achila mean all over? Achila is Kizayit. Savata is Shtiya. Rabbi Yehuda Savat. No. V'achalta v'savata is one thing. It means Achila sheyesh ba b'chdei Sviya. That's what it means. Eating, but eating in a way that is sufficient to satisfy. Now, that is referring to a kibetza. Now, think about this for a minute. If a kotevet agasa, as Rabba claims, is more than a kibetza, then this whole thing, the whole logic breaks down. How could a kibetza already give you svi'a, which is satisfaction? Svi'a is a stage above and beyond miat v'daita, right? So you're going to tell me that a kotevet agasa is yetera mi kibetza. So then, if a kibetza actually gives you sova, if a kibetza hashta kibetza savui mispa, so you're telling me daita lo miyatva? It satisfies you, but you don't even feel a sense of yishuvadat. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, it must be elalav shmamina that the kotevet agasa indeed is pachot b'kibetza. So at that point, you're already feeling miyat v'daite. You're still not satisfied, and you'd like to eat more. So then you can eat a kibetza, and the kibetza would indeed be the kibetza misba. The kotevet, which is less, is only miyat v'daite. Now there's one interesting problem in this whole thing, which is that there happens to be a perfectly good shear between a kizayit and a kibetza, no matter what you learn about the kotevet. As a matter of fact, there's a perfectly good shear between the kizayit and the kotevet. And that's the shear of the grogeret. It is a dried fig. This is a wet date, fresh date. The grogeret is a dried fig. Now, the dried fig, we know that we have that shear. We actually darshan it from the posik. That generally is just an asmacha, the eretz, and we go through the shivat aminim. So we said over there that the dvash, we have the reference over there to both the shear of the grogeret and the shear of the kotevet. We said the garin on the grogeret is the shear for tzad shabbat. So if that's a perfectly valid shear, I mean, how does Beit Shammai know that we should dash to the kotevet? This is bothered by this. It takes for granted that there'd be nothing else in between. He says a fascinating chiddush. He says that the it's possible that that pasuk, although it is actually in a smach, I mean, it doesn't say what each thing is, but nonetheless, it serves as a template that the chachamim use, because a lot of the yeshuv were given over into the hands of the chachamim to define according to guideline. This is a guideline type of thing. Take this framework for shiurim and determine what thing goes for which. Therefore, it's not reasonable to say that a shiur that is irrelevant to achila, which is the shiur of hotzah, is going to be used as the shiur of the next step up for bayiraya bayimazik. We should look for a shiur of achila. An interesting approach, but it's we just like sort of let that slip by. You know what could there be between the two if not the kotevet? But the truth is, the reason we let it slip by, I think, was subconsciously because of the tosef. We were thinking about achila. In terms of achila, the only shiurim that we're using for achila, actual eating, we talk about a kibetza, we talk about a kezayit, we talk about yom kippur, which is kotevet. But we don't think about any of the other shiurim in this terms for hotzah Shabbos. All of the shiur of hotzah, unless it's specifically for other purposes, is grogeret. And I forgot to mention before, halacha l'maaseh, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, both pasken like this, and it's pachot mikibetza. And there the question runs into the old question of whether kibetza means kibetza uchi klipata or kibetza below klipata, which is always a shaila. It's quite a difference, because a betza below klipata is approximately 35 kibetza meters. With the klipa, including the airspace and so on, it ends up being close to 50, around 50 centimeters. Major difference. And because the klipa also includes an airspace that's above the kibetza. So you got to breathe in there, you know.
So both
Well, no, that was the question. But I mean, Lemaisa of modern poskim, of course, are machmir at about 30 cubic centimeters. There's a very cute way, by the way, this country at least. I don't know whether it applies all over, but the standard matchbox in Eretz Yisrael, those little matchboxes are 25 cubic centimeters. So there you can get a sense. Are 25? It's close. 30. They're machmir on 30 on Yom Kippur. It's a legabi that's sheer 30.
And the small size.
To be machmir, not to eat. Yeah.
Each one's different. No. Level.
You mean the matchbox with the this is amazing. Woo! We can write a whole new books on this one. Rav Papa Lomi Boyleyada Ravashi Lacha is not called a Saora, it's called a Shibolet. And Shalobik Lipata is called an Ushla, it's not called a Saora. Omar Rabba Omar Rav Yehuda Kotevet Agatzah Shamru Yitera Miki Beitza Bekimlo the Rabbana Devach Miyat Vidai Tei Boatzi Melch Lomi Yat Vidai Tei Yikes Lomi Yat Vidai Tei Maasev Eviel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Letomel Tavshilu Rabbi Gamliel Shtei Kotavot Vedli Shomayim Vomru Helim Lesuka Vetonia Lo Lomi Tei Shalachaka Chalashrotzu Lachmir Al Atzma וכשנתנו לו לרבי צדוק אוכל פחות מכבצה, נוטלו במפה ואוכלו חוץ לסוכה, ולא בירך אחריו. הו, כבצה, בואי סוכה. ויזרקת איך כותבת הגצה שם יתירה מכבצה. You're trying to tell me that שתי כותבות בלא גרעינים are not a כבצה, but one כותבת הגצה with the גרעין is more than a כבצה. Omrib Yameh, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Shtei kotavot b'lo garinatan lo avi kebetza. Kotevet agasso garinata avi yitirah mikebetza. Rav Papa says, you know, people always are making comments about that. Ayinu damri, inchi trei kabita tamri, you're going to end up with chad kabita kashaita plus. Rav Amar Osam, ayinu tamri, from the avile peri lo boi sukkah, that's good with the kebetza. Meis fei omar rafke, sheinu lomdim torai, tzu rebelozim en shamoa, heviu lefaninu teinim anavanavim ve'achal nun, achilat arai, chutzas, Achilat Arai, and only Achilat Arai, but Achilat Kvalo, Ema Achalun, because they are the equivalent of Achilat Arai, that's all. Chutzisuka. Or maybe it means Achalun Achilat Kva, and then Achalun Pat Achilat Arai. It means plus Achilat Arai, but Dayu. Chutzisuka. Let me say earlier, you'd be yotzi the 14 su'udas in a sukkah that are required according to Rabbi Eliezer. These are Gedayt of Peri, Bo Yisukkah. So then why does it say minitagima? You could use perot to be mashlim your 14 sudas. Maybe it minitagima includes perot. Or you buy tema, maybe we're just not referring to it, because it's about the loshecha perot. Rav Zvid Omar, Kotevet Agasa Shamru, must be less than a kebetza. Tetzlan Beit Shammai Omrim, Soor Bekezayet, Chametz Bekekotevet, for Ba Yirah Ba Yimatzeh. Va'avina Ba, Ma'i Taima Beit Shammai. Because Nichtav Rechman Chametz, V'lo Ba Yisiyur, Anna Amina Macha made Shenchi Mutso Kashen is nonetheless Osur, because I is also Orshik Mutso Kashen of Oshigan. Since the Torah was called Gidum, it's Limdalacha, that Shirosha Zez Behechach Loki Shirosha Zez, which must mean that Saor is Bekezayat, but Chomets requires more to be over. So Nizik Otevet. Now Isaac Adaita Kotevet, Agasa Shamru Yitirami Kebetza. I mean, look, Beit Shammai is only looking for the next step up after Kezayat Kamahada. So Litne Kebetza. Vinamiki Adalinino, even if we're the same as a Kabeta, I mean, certainly not more. Most you could say it's the same. Even with the same, I disagree, because why wouldn't it then use the word Kabeta? Elalav Shmanina, Kotevet, Pechuta, Mikabeta. Not necessarily. Dilmali Olame Malacha Kotevet Agasashamru is indeed Yatera Mikabeta. The normal Kotevet is Stoma, is Kabeta. I say, aye, but if it's Adalinino, okay, so Chodaminayu Nakat. Elamihoch. Ad kama mizamnim ad kizayit if Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yirami ad kibetza b'may kumif again Rabbi Meir savar v'achalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia v'achila b'kizayit Rabbi Yirami savar v'achalta v'savata means achila sheyesh basviya v'eza ze kibetza v'isa kadaitach kotevet agasa sh'omu yitirami kibetza. Does that make sense? If a kibetza is sibuy mispa, so what, daita lo miyatva? Elav shmamina dekotevet agasa shamru must be pachot mikabeitza. So the beitza itself would actually be masbia. The kotevet would only be miat v'daita, and now everything fits in beautifully.